listener production.
It's been a better day for the Aussie market. Find out how we're tracking so far this week.
And global share markets again set to go into a holding pattern ahead of the key US jobs figures on Friday.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura.
I'm Craig.
It's Thursday, the 2nd of May. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Good afternoon, Craigie.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am well. Still astonished that we're into May already. I can't believe it's 2nd of May. Can you believe we're in the fifth month of the year?
We're starting to get out the Christmas decorations. And
very soon it'll be here before we know it. And what we saw on the share market today was a gain, which was very much welcome after yesterday's fall of over 1%. At the moment, we are higher by around 30 points or about 0.4%. Over the past 4 days this week, we have lifted 3 of the 4 days. Of course, that's given that we do end in positive territory. We've still got about 30 minutes or so of trade to go. And over the course of the week, we are higher even after yesterday's, I'm going to call it a pretty steep fall, down by over 1%. At the moment, we are up by about a third of 1% over the course of the week. What happened last night in the US was what caught all of the attention. Of course, the interest rate decision was announced. Rates were kept steady. But what did my mate JP have to say?
Well, he said, look, the US economy is in good shape. Mm. He would say that, you know, so rather than looking at GDP in a real sense, you look at it in terms of domestic final demand, the private consumption, consumer spending, if you like, and business investment. He says we're basically growing at, you know, so something like a 3.1% annual pace. So he said we're doing okay. We've got a jobless rate at 3.8%, which is fairly low. Consumer price index, well, we haven't made a lot of progress in the last couple of months, so we're not going to be.
That's inflation, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay on the sidelines until we get that progress of inflation moving towards 2%. But he always scratches his head and says, you know, the doomsters out there, particularly those talking about stagflation. He says, I don't know where that's come from. He said, you know, so I knew stagflation when I was growing up, but, you know, so this is nothing like the situation.
Yeah, he definitely had markets breathing a sigh of relief. So I guess the main points to take out of that is that he said there still is a possibility that there will be no rate cuts at all this year. Of course, that higher for longer mantra, inflation is still remaining sticky. But what caught most attention was the fact that he said there won't be any rate hikes, which is, I guess, something that investors were concerned about, that they could potentially hike given that inflation has remained higher for a number of months in a row. So a sigh of relief there. We did see US markets ending mixed. So last night, after being up quite a bit during the session, they did come down towards the end of the session. I guess the next big thing that you alluded to in your teaser there, Craigie, is going to be those jobs numbers out of the US, and that'll come out on Friday night.
Yes, we look at basically all the measures, and not just payrolls or employment growth. We look at the unemployment rate. We look at what the wage figures, if you like. We look at everything to get a description of how the US job market's faring. And I think it is basically going to confirm that the job market remains in good shape.
So that'll be something to watch on Friday night. But today we had a little bit of economic data coming out.
Yes, we had figures on building approvals and also the trade surplus. The trade surplus has come down somewhat over time, but still sitting around about $5 billion. So we're still paying our way in the world. Building approvals, you know, sort of went up modestly. But if you look at the longer term, the rolling annual total, we've got building approvals, which is the lowest in basically 11 years. So we do know that for building material suppliers, for builders, for the construction trades, there's softer times ahead later in 2024.
And if we look across the 11 sectors today, we can see that 4 of the 11 are in negative territory as we speak. We're seeing consumer staples down the most. That's mostly due to Woolworths, which we'll get to shortly. We're seeing energy stocks down by 0.5%. We saw oil prices down by over 3% last night. In terms of the best performers, though, tech is doing best, up by around 1.3%. And the banks are certainly helping. They're up by almost 1%. And that's partly due to what we saw from NAB today.
Yes, National Australia Bank came out with their half-yearly accounts. Dividends slightly up from 83 cents to 84 cents a share, so that's positive. There's an increase in the share buyback of as much as $1.5 billion. So that's the positives. The negatives is that interim profit is down by 12%. Cash earnings down by the order of 13%. Though most investors, particularly the analysts, were looking at the net interest margin And that actually was a little bit above expectations at 1.72%. So as a result, National Australia Bank shares trading higher by around about 1.7%, and the other banks following suit.
Now, another stock going into positive territory is PEXA Group, which is the digital property settlements platform. It's actually been the top performer today after saying they're making progress on its strategic partnership to deliver 48-hour mortgage transactions to its customers. So this is generally a pain point for customers, as this process takes months and months usually. So the prospect of this being sped up to take just a couple of days has investors quite optimistic. So we saw its shares roughly hit a one-year high, up by 11%.
Let's turn our attention to Block, and its shares down today by 8.4%. Remembering yesterday it has the brands like Afterpay and Square. There's the NBC News in the United States saying federal prosecutors are ramping up investigation into the business. So a little bit of caution, you know, sort of for Block shareholders today.
Yeah, and that's interesting because they're currently the second worst performer, and that's ahead of its earnings results being released out of the US after markets shut tonight. Of course, this stock is listed both here in Australia and over in the US. So their results will come out here in Australia tomorrow. So that'll certainly be something to watch in the coming day. But something that received quite a lot of attention today was Woolworths. Tell us what's happening.
Well, Woolworths is doing okay, but it's missed estimates in terms of some of its key metrics. Sales over the last 12 months up in the order of 1.5%, but Big W shares down by 4.1%. A lot of focus on the inflation, the price inflation at Woolworths across the fruit and vegetables and meat and seafoods and the like. And what they've got is deflation happening in terms of those sorts of categories, down 0.2%. Now, 12 months ago, it was sitting at 5.8%. Now it's sitting at minus 0.2%.
So I'm really happy to hear that, actually, because I do most of my shopping in the fresh produce and the chicken aisle. As many of you know, I love my chicken breast. So that's good news for me.
Well, it's certainly great news for consumers, and consumers have also been looking for ways to save. They've been cross-shopping and looking at, you know, sort of own brands. We heard that from Coles, you know, the day before as well. So difficult sorts of times for Woolworths because people are shopping around for extra value. And that's putting downward pressure on their prices and constraining their overall sales performance.
On to the worst performer of the day, the owner of Autobarn, Bapcor. They hit a four-year low and they're down by 25%, which makes them the worst performer by a mile. This is after providing a trading update where they cut their profit guidance for the year, blaming this on weak consumer confidence, which led to lower discretionary spending. So not as much money in the pockets to be going out and just spending willy-nilly, I suppose. Financial data firm Iress was another one to mention. So after the market shut yesterday, they released an announcement saying they've made solid progress within their business, so they've decided to up their guidance, and that saw its shares up today. Bank of Queensland traded ex-dividend, so that means if you bought its shares today, you won't be eligible for its upcoming dividend payment. If you bought them before today, you might be eligible. So for those eligible, you'll receive 17 cents per share on the 27th of May. Looking ahead to tonight, Apple will be out with its earnings results after the US market shuts. That'll be its second quarter results. I guess what we're looking at here is what's going on with China. They've been dealing with increased competition. And of course, there's been some government bans with iPhones over in China as well, which has been impacting its iPhone sales. Lots of things to look at there. So we'll unpack that more tomorrow after the results come out. A few more companies out with results. Anything else in the US tonight?
The usual jobless claims, the weekly is a measure of employment and see how the economy is tracking, particularly in terms of the job market. And of course, then we'll get the non-farm payrolls, the major data coming out. Any month, really, it's the major figure, the non-farm payrolls report, and that comes out on Friday evening. 10:30 p.m. Sydney time on Friday evening if you've got nothing else to do.
I'm sure everyone's got something better to do with their time. Tomorrow here locally, I guess the highlight will be on Macquarie's earnings, and as well as Block Inc. As we already mentioned, Computershare TPG will host their AGMs. So that might be something to watch as well. And I think that right about wraps it up for today. Busy day. Another busy one tomorrow.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.